Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, October 26th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage, hanging out with you on Sunday morning. Have my good friend Tyler Grove in. Tyler, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Shaw. How are you, man?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond belief, and just super excited to get to have you in with us and have a conversation. And man, just talk about, you know, life and what's going on out there and how the Lord's blessed us and how we're walking through times together, encouraging. Tyler, just work with Tyler, and he's a good friend and a good coworker, and we just always have the same seem to have inspired conversations. And I just thought it'd be a great idea to have you come on with us and let people in on that side of life and just say, hey, here's two guys just trying to figure it all out and trying to encourage one another and man, make a difference in the world. So glad you're here, Tyler. Thanks again for coming in. And hey, y'all, listen, check out the music, listen to some conversation. We'll be back here in just a few on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Shaw Gage back in with you. Thanks for being a part. Thanks for listening. Verse of the week this week is just kind of a transfer from last week. We talked about being still, but it's Exodus 14:14, and it says this: the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And Tyler, we've been talking the last few weeks about just trusting the Lord and being still and not trying to be in charge of it all. But it was a natural transition from last week. We talked about being still, and I came across that one this week and just thought it'd be a fun one to share. Just as a good reminder, the Lord is fighting for us, and all we got to do is just be still and let Him do it. But Tyler, welcome in again. And again, thank you for being here again and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're a busy dude.
Well, thanks for having me, Shaw. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, listen, Tyler and I work together. We have a lot of conversations, usually really good ones when we break bread together, and we usually eat pretty good meals too, but just always are inspirational conversations, and Tyler, I always enjoy them. But, man, just getting to know you, and first time I met you, I said, man, he's not from around here. I knew you might not be, but, man, you moved to Alabama a while back, and so just let everybody in a little bit, you know, where you grew up and kind of how you ended up in Alabama.
Yeah, so my wife and I, we both grew up in Pennsylvania, a couple hours apart. Kind of grew up in southeast, outside of Philadelphia. So I spent my whole childhood there and went to college at Penn State. Got into the welding industry, and actually a lot of people don't believe me, but my wife has a welding degree too. So going down that route, getting into manufacturing and, you know, kind of working as a manufacturer, networking with other people, I had the opportunity to make a pretty big life change. You know, at that point in time, we're married. We had two kids that were 1 and 3, you know, very young. And we had an opportunity to move down to the South, you know, Tennessee, Alabama. We kind of picked where we wanted to move to. And, you know, we decided to move down to Huntsville, Alabama. And we've been there for 6 years now. Wow. So you're right. You know, when I come down south, you know, most people know I'm not from here when I start talking.
No, I love it. It's great. Cause look, I mean, it's transactional as our world is these days. People are from everywhere. I mean, I lived in Nashville for 18 years and I never met anybody from there. That was kind of the joke, you know, everybody was an implant. So, but no, we're so glad That's right. you did. So glad you did. And just, man, what was that like when you guys, I mean, obviously I'm sure you'd been to the South, with your job and whatnot and been through, but just to pick up, I mean, like, what were you thinking? I mean, what was pace of life going to be different? Or I mean, what was kind of, as you were driving that truck or coming on South, what was going through you and your wife's brains?
You know, we knew it was going to be different. We didn't fully know what to expect, but, you know, we were looking for a change. We just wanted to not look back at our life and go, man, we didn't want to be stuck in the same town and grew up in the same place. We wanted to branch out. And, you know, ever since we've been here, it's been fantastic. You know, we've had the opportunity to move back up north and decided to stay. we're going to be here for good.
Good, good. Well, we're glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, man, because if our paths hadn't crossed, what, five, six years ago now, man, I wouldn't know you. And I'd I guess I wouldn't know you, so I wouldn't be sad that I didn't know, but you know I would be, because, man, you're just a good dude, and I always appreciate our conversation. So, well, that's cool, man. We're glad you're here. Glad you're hanging out with us. And we're going to come back here in just a few minutes and share a little bit more with Tyler about, you know, about trusting the Lord and letting him fight for us and being still when it's time to make some big decisions in life, like moving to the South. But come on back on Sunday morning. We'll see you on the other side. Tyler Grove hanging out with us this morning. Tyler, you know, we were sharing in the last segment about, you know, you came from Pennsylvania, Penn State grad. I hear you. Good for you. Go Nittany Lions. And then moving, you and your wife moving to the South, don't know many people, don't really know what to expect, but you knew that you needed to do it for a reason. I believe God was calling you down here. And you were sharing with me, too, this part of the story, and I'd love for you to share with our listeners about, man, okay, well, you get to Alabama, and then, you know, man, how did God show up in your life, and what did he do to make you realize, hey, man, he is real, and check this out?
Yeah, so... You know, pretty interesting. As you move and travel around, you meet a bunch of different people. So as our girls got into elementary school, my wife was a stay-at-home mom. She decided, you know, she had an opportunity to go work part-time at the front desk. So as she's working at the front desk at the elementary school, she meets a lot of great people. And the nurse's office, you know, right next to the front desk, was a lady named Nurse Becca. And her and Paige developed the relationship. You know, she's a older woman, closer to retirement age, and they're having conversations, and her husband invite Paige, you know, and her family, right, us, to the church for a farm day. And this was almost exactly 2 years ago, right around Halloween 2 years ago. So we go there. I meet Freddie for the first time, Becca's husband, and they tell us their story. And Freddie actually is a theologist, and he has a doctorate in writing or something. He's a PhD, really, really sharp guy. And come to find out, they lived on an island in Southeast Asia for like 20 years to learn a third world language, to translate the Bible into this third world language. And We're in Hazel Green, Alabama, right? And I'm sitting across from this guy going, are you serious? This is your story? This is pretty interesting, right?
Man, incredible.
So, you know, growing up, I was never exposed to religion. My parents didn't go to church. They kind of got a bad taste in their mouth when they were younger and just never pushed it onto us. We were never educated. And talking to these people, meeting them, being part of the church, kind of seeing the friendliness of everybody, we decided, you know, to step into it and start educating ourselves. So, you know, pretty interesting, unique story. And that catapulted us into my wife and I having conversations. You know, nowadays, listening to a lot of podcasts, you know, I drive a lot. So listening to somebody else on YouTube, reading Bible verses and helping interpret them. That's the hardest part for me, is trying to interpret them sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But really, it just exposed us to something bigger. And I think, you know, being in your early 30s without ever having exposure to it and having that life experience where you've never been able to tie it into Christ really helped us look back on decisions we made, look back on events that's happened, and helped us, you know, in our current, to be able to actually tie it into Christ and follow Christ. And, you know, I feel like we never truly had that North Star. It's hard to explain.
No, I know, 100% I understand what you're saying. You know, yeah.
We talk about it a lot, but, you know, once you understand, and I'm not saying I know everything. I'm learning every day. I'm learning, you know, as I listen to more and more of these podcasts, I'm learning every time I sit down and talk to you. But having that North Star just makes... It gives you something that makes you feel whole that I never really had before. And now we're, you know, my wife and I, it's made our marriage better. It's made everything better. Our communication, our kids are able to see it. They're exposed to it. So you're moving down to Alabama, meeting these unique individuals, kind of getting pulled in and being able to run with it. It's been a huge change in our lives. That's been great.
Man, that's fantastic. I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's hard to describe, but I tell people, like, I remember being a young man and before I really turned my life over to the Lord and going, hey, it's like I was just bobbing in the water out in the ocean. I was just bobbing along. I was alive, but I was just surviving, right? And then all of a sudden, my feet hit that sand where I could stand up, and it was like, wait a minute. And I walked up on that shore, and there was no doubt, right? And I know exactly what you're talking about when you say that, and it's so cool when the Lord takes a hold of somebody's heart and you see it and you understand it, and then you realize it and go, man, I see that change in what God's done in my life. Because look, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing anybody can do to buy their salvation, to earn their salvation, to trade for their salvation. I mean, it's all about a personal relationship with Christ. And I remember hearing that as a kid, and I was kind of intimidated by that. But it's basically just saying, yes, God, I'm in. I'm going to trust you with the decisions of my life and where I'm going. And it's counterintuitive to everything that we're being told in society today to do that. But I'm telling you, and you know this firsthand and what you're talking about, when you truly give your life to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I'm in, man, he blesses it in ways you never dreamed possible.
Yeah, it's like a weight off your shoulders.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Tyler, man, so glad you're here this morning. We're going to take a break. We got to pay some bills, but we're going to come back on the other side and go a little bit further down this journey and get to know you and your family a little bit better. Thanks for being a part of Sunday Morning. Back with my good friend Tyler. I was going to ask you this. I read this the other day, and it was pretty interesting, thought-provoking, and it said, Jonah ran away, Moses stuttered, Abraham was old, Lazarus was dead, Paul was a murderer, Sarah was impatient, Elijah was depressed, Thomas was a doubter, yet they were all chosen by God. See, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And man, I just thought that was a cool idea, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on it based on what you've told me about you and your wife and opportunities y'all are looking for.
Yeah, I can definitely relate. We could add one to the list. I am bald, so I didn't run away, but I'm bald.
I hear you.
No, definitely. I feel like we've been called upon as well. You know, as we've been introduced into the church and we're kind of creating our own connections. One of the things we realized is we're going to service every Sunday. We're dropping our kids off at preschool. We're tithing, we're doing the standard issue stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it always seemed like the volunteers at the preschool, there was just a couple people that were doing all of the work. So we decided that we would give back and volunteer our time and help with the preschool program. So we've been doing that for a year straight now, every Sunday going in during the first service time and dedicating an hour and a half to watching people's kids. And, we feel like we've been called upon to donate our time to allow other parents whose kids are younger, to drop them off, feel comfortable that they're in a good position, they're safe, they're learning, and the parents can go off and do their thing. They go to small group, they go to service, they can just catch a break,
Oh, man. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it just feels so good to do that. And, I think I've told you before, there's definitely days, there's some weekends where we're tired. I have a family of my own. There's days I don't feel like going in and doing it, but I do it anyways because, I know that my actions are going to affect other people. So every time I go in there and do it, the kids put a smile on my face. And every single time I leave, I'm glad and I'm happy that I went there and donated my time. And, that's been big for me. It's helped me grow. It helps me continue to see the big picture that we're all in it together.
Amen. I'm with you 100%. And I, man, look, there's a lot of days I don't feel like I don't want to go do this. I don't want to go do that. And I got to serve this. And I got to, man, but you know, when you show up and you do it anyway, man, the Lord blesses that. And that's what discipline is. And, you know I had teachers and coaches, or really coaches, I guess, try to instill, my parents instill that discipline into us when we were younger. And now when you're older, you don't think about that so much, but we still got to be disciplined. And that's just keep showing up and keep showing up and just keep showing up. And, man, that's so special that you and your wife have that heart and you're willing to serve so that you can give those. I know you are young parents, too, but you give some of those other younger parents an opportunity just to catch their breath and just to sit back and relax with not having to worry about changing a diaper or feeding a toddler or whatever it may be. And they can just be around other people their own age and just breathe for a minute. And, I mean, it's been a minute since I've been there, but I know exactly what you're talking about. So thank you guys again for doing that. And, hey, listen, just a reminder to people listening out there, man, if you've got time, go serve. That's our most valuable resource that we have, but it's also the best thing that we can give, right? And whether it's our church or a school or your neighbor or a friend or somebody in need, just go pick up the phone and figure out a way to go where you can donate some time and just serve somebody. Because, Tyler, am I right? I mean, when you serve, man, do you not walk out of there on cloud nine like, man, God is so good? It just changes your heart, right?
Yeah, it's almost addicting. You want to do more. But no, it's one of the best feelings you'll ever have.
Oh, absolutely. And man, just to, you know, those kids, we started out doing that in our church years ago. My wife, Janet, she loves the babies, right? She's good at rocking the babies. And I, you know, I'm better at like when they're like got a little water and food added to them and they, you know, like 3, 4, 5 years old, you know, when they can start having fun and telling jokes and playing with the, you know, wiffle ball out in the yard or whatever. But that's kind of more my speed. But we both started serving. She did the babies and I did the fifth grade. And man, that's been 20 years ago. And what a time in life that is. So keep on doing that. And, man, it's fun to see people excited about serving not only other people, but more importantly, serving the Lord. So, man, what's the name of y'all's church? Where you guys go to church?
Slynn River Baptist.
Okay. And that's in up near Huntsville. Is that correct?
Yep. On the north side in Meridianville, Alabama.
Okay, so if you're ever in Meridianville, Alabama, look them up. And thank you, Tyler, for sharing that. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. Tyler, we were talking off air just about, you know, what you guys are doing, serving in your church, and I think that's fantastic once again. But it's, you know, you mentioned it's never too late, right? I mean, it's God can use you wherever you are. You just got to be willing to say yes. And thank goodness y'all didn't realize too late. But expand on that a little bit. What you meant when you said it's never too late?
Yeah, I mean, we really didn't educate ourselves. We didn't put ourselves in a position to learn about God, learn about Christianity, and understand, you know, the Bible and the Word. And, you know, we started that walk in our early 30s. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say between, you know, my teens and my 20s that I had zero exposure. I had really zero interest. There was nobody influenced me to even take a peek behind the blinds, you know?
Right.
But when I look back at my life and look at my life experiences and where I was at, you know, I'm honestly not sure that I even had the maturity or the wherewithal, you know, even 5 years ago to understand what I was learning and put it into perspective. So kind of like we discussed, everybody has a different time of when they take that leap and when they accept God into their heart. And it's not the same for everybody. And, you know, I'm so glad that I found God in my early 30s. But there's never a wrong time. I'm not ashamed to say I was in my early 30s. If there's people out there that are in their 40s and 50s, 60s, 70s, doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, as long as you feel it and you believe in it and you continue to push yourself, it's never too late. That's kind of what I was talking about.
I love it. I think you're spot on with that. I mean, I know you are because, you know, you hear of people young and old and anywhere in between. The conversion is genuine. It's you. It's real. It's your walk. It's your conversion, and it's your accepting, and you're just finally turning over to the Lord and saying, yes, Lord, I'm in. And we all do it at a different time, you know. And there's people in my life that I know that did it, you know, they've always been on the right path and they know Jesus, right? And then there's other people that did it in their 40s and 50s. But, you know, hopefully there's somebody out there listening today that maybe going, what are they talking about? And you know what? If you're out there listening and you're, man, God's never used me, well, just ask him. Just say it out loud or to yourself and say, God, are you real? And can you use me? And step back, because he's going to bless you in ways you never dreamed possible. But I can assure you he's real. And, you know, it's just so cool to see another man. Tyler, you're a guy I respect. And, you know, again, we've worked together for several years and we're friends away from work too. But, man, it's just cool to see a guy living it out and not just talk, right, but just – you know, showing up and doing the hard days and doing the good days and everything in between. But man, you do a fantastic job at work, but more importantly with your wife, leading her and your kids. And it's just fun to hear what it's all about and what motivates you. And I'm just so thankful that, hey, and look, you mentioned about, hey, if you hadn't been in there, you may not have been able to handle it, you know, in your 20s. And I think that's spot on because you may not have been able to grasp that, you know, knowledge or that, whatever it is I'm talking about, wisdom or the knowledge, you know, you may not have been able to grasp that and you might have missed it. But make no mistake, God's timing is perfect, right? And when the Holy Spirit calls you, the Holy Spirit calls you. And
I think there's a time in your life where you become more true to yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And it's different for everybody and it's, you know, runs pretty parallel to maturity. But there's times when you quit thinking about what other people think about you, and you focus on your own life, and that's been a game changer for us.
Man, I think that is some of the wisest advice I've heard. I totally agree with you. When you quit worrying about what other people think, I mean, that's when you grow up, right? I mean, when you want to get right down to it, people say, why does this person never grown up? Well, they probably still care what other people think about them, you know? And yeah. When I was teacher and coach, I mean, I used to tell students that all the time. I'd be like, you know, look around the 25 people in this class or whatever it is. In 20 years, you're going to probably talk to two of them on a regular basis. So don't really care and give a rip what anybody thinks about you because it doesn't really matter to begin with because God created you to be you and he created you in his image. So go be you and celebrate that and let God use you. I think that's the best way to be in this life, don't you?
Oh, no doubt.
Right on. Well, hey, man, we've enjoyed being with you. We still got a little bit of time left on the other side, but, man, so glad you've been in, Tyler, and thank you for giving, again, your time to come in and encourage people and let them know, hey, you know, it's Jesus loves you, and you can serve in ways and give back, right? And so thanks again for coming in and being part of the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. Hey, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. Grab a cup of coffee, enjoy a few songs, and we'll see you on the other side. Shaw Gage, Sunday morning, hanging out with my good buddy Tyler Grove. Tyler, we were talking earlier about Hebrews 13, verse 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. And just what a good reminder of, you know, I believe angels are watching us. And, man, every now and then we may be blessing an angel and don't even know it. But, man, one thing that strikes me, and you've shared these stories before, you have a tremendous gift and a heart for people and a compassionate heart for people just in need and just, you know, maybe the less fortunate or the overlooked or whatever it is. But man, I hate to embarrass you, but man, would you just share, you know, one of those stories just where God showed up and tapped you on the heart and how you knew that it was the Lord prompting you to move and to take action?
Yeah, no problem. And it, you know, it's not embarrassing. You know, my wife and I, when we got started, you know, we were young parents. You know, she was a stay-at-home mom, single income, you know, from my job, you know, living in a house. You know, there was definitely a lot of times, you know, we lived paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, as we've worked through our lives and got out of that position and found the Lord, one of the things that we like to do, and we don't brag about it, we don't tell a lot of people about it, you know, we'll share it with friends just as kind of a reminder for them to look for these opportunities. But, you know, with our work, we travel a lot. especially me, I stay in hotels all the time, go to restaurants all the time. I run into strangers all the time. So something I always keep an ear out for, you know, sometimes you overhear conversations or you see somebody sitting there by themselves and they kind of look lonely or depressed. I'll give you an example. I was at a hotel at the restaurant a couple months back, and I overhear the waitress asking somebody else if they could drive her home. Overheard that her car was broken down. She needed $100 for the tow truck. She didn't have the $100. He might have to bring her to work tomorrow. So they're kind of talking through that. And hearing that, sitting there by myself, you know, I thought, what can I do to help change her life, make it better for her, right? So, you know, I went to the front desk, put some cash in an envelope, and I asked the front desk lady, hey, can you please give this to the waitress over there? Just don't tell her who it came from. This member of the community, and boom, I went to my room. And never seen her again, never talked to her again, but just knowing that, you know, she got what she needed in that amount, in that time, not knowing who it came from. I don't know how that changed her life. That could have taken her from a depressed state. You know, that could have got her car towed and got it fixed, you know, got her kid to school the next day, whatever the case may be. And it doesn't always have to be financial, right? Like I said, there could be just having a conversation with somebody that looks like, you know how it is. You know, when you see people and you go, that person looks like they need, you know, just somebody to talk to.
Just a lift. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just go over and ask them, hey, how's your day?
Yeah.
Silly things like that. That's those verses that you read out of Hebrews. That to me is such an easy thing that we can all do as a community. And I don't think it's done enough, in my opinion.
Man, you're right on. It is not done enough. And that's, you know, that's really who we should be as the church, is we, you know, I mean, we don't need to be running around judgmental and excluding people. We need to be running around looking for opportunities to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to let people know it's going to be all right. Because, you know, there's enough darkness, there's enough angst in this world that we don't need any of that. But what we need is guys like people doing what guys like you are doing, is out there being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to that tug in their heart of, you know, hey, again, and I think that's what it's all about. I don't, you know, I'm not sure of that situation, right? When God prompts me like that, I don't understand it and I can't judge it. But God just, and I think that my job is just to say yes and go do what it may be crazy. And God may say, go give this person $100 or $500 or whatever it is. But I'm telling you, when God tells you to do it, because you're going to be blessed tenfold, I believe. I mean, it just, and you're not doing it for that. It's more out of the obedience, but it's just that, you know, saying yes, you know. And for me, it keeps coming back to that in everything in life, is I can get distracted and I can get pulled here and pulled there. But at the end of the day, man, Tyler, it's just about saying yes to Jesus and say, okay, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And man, you've got a powerful testimony doing that. And I've heard that about you, and you've shared some of those stories with me too. And man, I just appreciate that, because man, as somebody that's been down in the dumps before, there's nothing better when somebody just reaches down and pulls you up and says, hey, come on, it's going to be okay. Am I right?
Yeah, we've all been there. And, you know, something else to add to it that's always stuck with me is, you know, we're a steward of God's resources.
Yep.
So understanding, like we talked about earlier, what am I going to be doing with my time, mm-hmm. right? I could be sitting at home on the couch watching TV, or I could be out there helping other people by donating my time or donating my energy. There's so many things you could turn it into positive opportunities for other people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And as believers, that's what we're supposed to do. I think that's, we're supposed to encourage, we're supposed to lift up, and we're supposed to just help each other out. Cause man, this thing is hard enough called life. And man, nobody's got it all figured out, but I think it's about coming alongside each other, having conversations, and lifting each other up and encouraging it, and just being, again, the hands and feet of Jesus. Because man, we can't take any of this stuff with us. There's only one thing we can take, and that's each other. So that's what we got to be invested in. And I shared this with a customer the other day. You know, we were talking about, you know, sometimes churches can build up walls and exclude people up. And I just had this comment. I said, Lord gave me this phrase. He said, do we want to build walls or do we want to build the kingdom? And I think what you're doing, brother, I think you're building the kingdom by encouraging people and pouring into them and just letting them know, either in face-to-face or privately through an envelope at a hotel, man, Jesus loves you. It's going to be okay. And he's got you. And man, thank you for doing that. And you're right. We need to all do a better job of that. Hey, we're going to come back here in just a few minutes, wrap it up with Tyler, and we got to pay a few bills. We'll be back on the other side. Wrapping it up with Tyler Grove this morning. Tyler, thanks again for coming in, sharing your heart. Really appreciate what you guys are doing up in North Alabama. And man, just fun to have a good friend and a good dude on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. You know, I'm nobody special, but it's nice to be able to be a part of your platform.
Man, you are special in God's eyes, and that's each and every person listening is too. And I think we do a pretty poor job of self-worth these days, not you in particular, but all of us in general, you know. But I mean, when we look at it in God's perspective, I think we're all precious in his sight. But you are an important person because, you know, like we were talking about earlier in one of the segments, God doesn't always use the qualified. He qualifies the called, right? And so you're doing a great job of that. And so make no mistake, you are a great person and you are a somebody because, man, you're impacting a lot of families right now through people that are listening to this. And you're also impacting a lot of young families at your church where you and your wife are serving. And, you know, you had to see somebody do that and somebody's watching you. I tell my boys that all the time. Hey, people are watching you and you're either impacting the kingdom or you're not. And so what do you want to do? And it's so fun to see a young couple and a young family serving the Lord. And, man, just, again, thank you for coming on and sharing your heart. And I know God's going to bless you for that. Tyler, anything you want to share with the audience or anything you want to throw out there? You're a humble guy, but anything you want to share with us as we're about to roll it to the end of another show?
Well, we are definitely blessed. I am blessed to have gotten to know you over the years. And I just want to, you know, give the thanks back in your direction to everything you do and putting this program on and reaching out to people. I think it's really neat that you're able to do that. And you do a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. And y'all, I did not tee Tyler up to say that, I promise you. But thank you for your kind words. But let me say this, it is all God. It is all him. I'm just moving my mouth. And we were joking about that off air a little while ago, but man, I don't deserve to be sitting in this chair. And but yet he continues to bless me and give me opportunities to let people know that Jesus loves them, that whatever they're going through, that it's going to be all right. And you know, just stay encouraged because, again, the most important thing is that Jesus loves you. And again, thanks for coming on. Y'all, keep on smiling. We're going to probably have Tyler back before too long because he's been a great guest. And, man, just always enjoy the conversation with you, Tyler. And, man, all the listeners out there, hope you guys have a great week. Keep on smiling because, remember, Jesus loves you.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5 radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.